So we're going to talk now about an upcoming comedy night. It's being live streamed and it's been organised by Extant. And on to tell me all about it is Artistic Director Maria Ashodi. So this is exciting news, especially at these tough times, Maria. What have you got in store for us?
Well, we've got over a dozen visually impaired acts actually appearing on the night. So we've got also two visually impaired hosts, like MCs. One of them is Georgie Morell, who some of you might know about. She's a professional stand-up comedian who works regularly on the kind of comedy circuit.
Very funny.
And she is very funny. And Ashrafia is an upcoming sort of emerging MC, I guess, who's also visually impaired. And the acts are really, really diverse. So we've got people from all sorts of different backgrounds, old, young, every kind of, you know, kind of religious or ethnic background. Everybody is visually impaired and everyone's got 5 minutes basically to make you laugh. And some of that is around observational stuff, around what it's like to be VI, or, you know, what it's been like to be VI living at all, just, you know, stuff to do with any other aspect of their life. And of course, you know, as visually impaired people, we just come from a whole range of backgrounds. So yeah, it's going to be great.
It's a real melting pot, Maria. And I suppose because it's online as well, travelling isn't a problem for the artists. So it doesn't matter if they're up in Newcastle or down in Southampton.
Yeah, so of course, technology can keep people connected. And some of our performers, like one of them is actually going to be performing from Edinburgh. But most of the performers are actually going to be at the venue itself. So about 10 or 11 of them are coming to the venue and are going to be live streamed live, you know, on stage. So that makes it a very special event in this particular time when we know that a lot of live events are not happening. But, you know, we were determined to, I suppose, set a bit of a positive message out there for visually impaired people and for other people that life goes on and we're out there and we're still able to be part of the society and still able to perform. And I think that there's been a lot of anxiety during this time and obviously, you know, very well-founded reasons, but some of that has become quite ingrained. And I think that what we're trying to do as a company is just try and give some support to enable some level of normality to continue and opportunity for our artists.
And also the very funny Georgie Morell will be emceeing the night and she'll be on hand to ensure the jokes are kept coming from a 2 metre safe distance.
Yeah, totally. She's been brilliant. We've had some development sessions with Georgie to develop some of the material that the acts are going to be performing. And we've been sitting there. It's a little bit like, I don't know, X Factor or something, giving lots of feedback and the performers have gone away, worked on the material. It's been a great process, actually, the opportunity to rehearse live with the performers.
For anyone that doesn't know, Maria, what is the Bloomsbury Festival and what's Extant's connection to it, please?
So the Bloomsbury Festival is an annual performing arts festival that takes place in that particular area of London, which is kind of behind Euston and King's Cross. It's an area called Bloomsbury. And it's a festival that's organised and brings together artists from the local area and also invites companies from outside to come and perform at the festival itself. And Extant has been part of it since 2017. We have supported emerging visually impaired artists to create their shows, and then we've promoted those shows at the festival. So the festival will give us a venue, but we will develop all the content for the show with a visually impaired emerging artist and give them that experience of what it's like to actually get their show into a venue and have an audience come in and experience their show. So the first one we did was 2017, and Chris will be performing in I Say, I Say, I Say. 2018, we had Amy Bethan Evans and her show Tinted that was on at the Bloomsbury Festival. And again, Amy will be one of the stand-up comedians in I Say, I Say, I Say. So you get a bit of a pattern here going on. Mm. And last year, we supported an emerging visually impaired company called Quiplash with their show Unsightly Drag. And straight after I Say, I Say, I Say this year, there'll be a repeat of Unsightly Drag for the Bloomsbury Festival. So that's also being sort of represented this year at Bloomsbury as well.
Now, this event is taking place on Saturday the 17th of October. It's from 6 p.m. How do people get tickets? How do you sign up to make sure you catch all the action?
Well, there's two things you can do. You can log on to the Extant website, extant.org.uk, and there follow the link, that's the What's On link on our homepage, and that will take you through to the I Say, I Say, I Say link, where you can then go and buy a ticket on the Bloomsbury Festival Eventbrite page. And the tickets are £5, and you certainly get your money's worth. And the other way is if you're sort of a little bit kind of not really wanted to go down the, you know, the kind of internet route, you can ring our office and speak to one of our members of staff. Even though we're working remotely, we're still answering our phones. So if you ring our office number, which is on 0207 820 3737, you can either leave a message and someone will get back to you, or if someone answers the phone, you can ask them if they can help you book a ticket.
Maria, it's been brilliant talking to you. I hope the night's a big success. Maria O'Shaughnessy, Artistic Director from Extant, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you.